Hello, CFI sweetheart. Welcome to another episode of the Coming For You podcast, aka CFI official podcast. It's me, your host, Maximiliana. Today, I am very excited, and it's because I'm having Dipali the second time. She is a friend that I met here in Galway, and I have invited her for the second time because the first time it was episode 20 and we discussed about her plans regarding hiking across the globe. You know, she mentioned that she was planning to hike in Spain, in America, in Africa, in some Asia countries like India. Like, she mentioned a lot of big plans that I was amazed and say, oh my god, how comes a young lady like you have so much plans? I also promised her on that episode that I will join her to hike Mountain Kilimanjaro, and then we came, we discussed about it, and then we made a strong decision that we are going to go to my country, Tanzania, and we are going to hike Mountain Kilimanjaro, which is of course the tallest mountain in Africa. So before I proceed, I can invite her to say hi to you and how she's doing and stuff like that. How are you, Dipali?
Hi everyone, I'm Dipali, and as you know, I'm from Mauritius, and me and Max, we are planning to go to Kilimanjaro this year. So I'm very excited for this trip, which will most probably be around December. So this is our aim for the moment.
Of course, The biggest plan so far. I remember on episode 29, when I was discussing about Kilimanjaro trekking 2024, I told my CFI sweethearts that was at least for my New Year's resolution. I've never had any resolutions because I usually say, oh, it's a new year and thank God for new year, and then okay, we proceed with our usual life. But this time I said, no, actually I think it's okay to set a resolution. Starting this conversation, I think it's good that we start by saying our motivations. What are your motivations to go and hike Mountain Kilimanjaro?
For me, one of the biggest inspiration was that I'm also part of Africa. So I'm African as well. So instead, before going to the big mountains like Everest or the Dolomites or even the mountains in America, why not go to the closest, which is closest to my heart, which is Kilimanjaro? To begin that journey of mountains, the first one which came to my heart, and it's one of the most beautiful places you can go to, is Kilimanjaro. And I have been like looking at this mountain for so long, but due to like financial restriction I couldn't, but now that I have the means to do it, I'm going for it.
Wow. Wow, you look so inspired.
Yeah,
I can relate so much. It's close to my heart because there is where I was born. I usually say I was born in the slopes of Mountain Kilimanjaro. Our region is called a Kilimanjaro region. They named that region because of Mountain Kilimanjaro. And also, growing up, I could just wake up at our home and then looking up the hill, I could see the Mountain Kilimanjaro, but I've never planned to go and climb it. But this time around, I feel the need and I feel the calling inside my heart, and I'm ready to go and hike it this time around. So I'm excited, and my biggest motivation is that it's home and I feel the calling to go. Do you remember we were joking about it, saying maybe the Kilimanjaro was the therapist I was always looking for? So the process of climbing Mountain Kilimanjaro is going to give me time to reflect about my life. Of course, I know we are going to be making stories here and there, but we are going to have those moments where everybody is just climbing and silent with their brain, with their heart, you know. So I will have a lot to think about my past life, my present life, and my future life as well. So that's why I'm saying Kilimanjaro is going to be the therapist I was always looking or maybe wishing for. So I am really looking forward to that.
And it's also important to like highlight that Kilimanjaro is not only beautiful in terms of its scenery, but it's also like the culture is so rich. Like, you can actually learn so much about their values, their culture, which is more enriching, which will make this experience more enriching and more beautiful, I think, as well. So this is what I'm looking forward to. It's not only the scenery, but also the cultural values as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned something very important there, the culture value. I think it's going to be beautiful as we are going to document those kind of things. I'm going to document from the beginning of my journey to the last bit of my journey, whether it's by picture, by video, by voices. So it's going to be beautiful. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm inviting CFI sweethearts, everyone who is listening to this podcast, and if you are interested to join us, come in my DM and say, hey, I want to join the Kilimanjaro hike December. And then, you know, we plan around together and we prepare ourselves for it together. Anyway, so moving forward, so Dipali, what steps are you taking to prepare physically and mentally for the hike at the moment?
So at the moment, I'm trying my best to balance work and like to train physically, because Kilimanjaro, as we know it, it's not only beautiful, but it takes a lot of physical strength as well, because it's more like we are hiking and at an altitude. It is very important to stay active like during your preparation to go to the summit of Kilimanjaro. So for now, as I work as a botanist, so my work, it's very physical. So I can say that I'm prepared for that hike. And I also live in Ireland, so I'm acclimatized to the weather as well, because it's very cold here. And usually due to my work, we need to go on mountains and everything. So I think I am prepared for that, maybe physically and mentally. I think I need to work more on that, but physically I can say yes. I'm prepared.
Oh, good for you, good for you. Myself, am I really prepared mentally? I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even physically, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know, my lifestyle, I've changed my lifestyle, I think 9 months ago already. I've taken an initiative to intentionally move my body, rest my body, and feed my body well. So, which I also talked about in our previous episode. That is to say, I think I feel prepared physically. And even when I was talking to persons who have done the hiking already, I told them my lifestyle now. They said, oh, you are absolutely prepared now. You can just go and start the hike. You just need to prepare yourself mentally. And I think I can hike it. I think we still have a lot of time to prepare mentally as well. So I don't have to worry about it, I must say. So yeah, with the run that I do every day, I usually run from 6 to 12 kilometers a day, every day. Sundays, I like to rest my body well. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, I usually walk instead of running. So those walkings down the street, they usually help me to keep stable. And, you know, I think I am physically prepared. And I am still preparing for that, because it's a process. Preparation is a process. I can't say that I'm prepared 100%. And I'm just saying I feel ready, but I'm on the road to be more ready than even I am right now.
Just mentally, I think if you're motivated enough and you know that I want to do it and I will do it, that's enough. Like, that's being mentally prepared. So you're already mentally prepared if you think you're going for it and you're motivated to do it. It's what you want to do, yeah.
Yeah, I quite agree. And how about the equipment? Do you have any essential gears that you are planning to, you know, to carry for this hike?
I'm planning to take a lot of warm clothes, because I know that it will be very cold up there. So maybe some warm gears, and then like shoes, the hiking shoes, very good shoes as well. I think the company that we will be hiring would be providing all the essential. Yes, but it is always a good idea to be prepared on your side as well. So good boots, warm clothes, and then try to be minimal as possible, because we should not forget that we have to carry all these luggages up the mountain as well. So it should be minimal, warm, and comfortable. Yeah,
I love that you are insisting to be minimal, which is beautiful. I consider myself to be a minimalist person, so I think that one is not gonna be a problem to me. And I like that you mentioned the company that we're going to hire for this kind of adventure. I think we're going to partner with Kilimanjaro Escapade. As you guys have heard in our previous episodes, I've invited Oscar Mosha, managing director for the Kilimanjaro Escapade, and so I think that is the company that we're definitely going to use. So what challenges do you anticipate, and how are you planning to overcome them?
The most obvious one, and which we don't really have control on, is the weather. So a good research on the weather forecast is very important. You should locally just go through website, just research on what kind of weather the month you're planning to do the hike, what kind of weather it is, and what should you be expecting as well. So this is one of the main challenge. And also, I think research is very important prior to a hike. So what are the recommendations given by previous hikers who hiked Kilimanjaro? It's very important to take these recommendations in terms of gears, in terms of physical strength, what kind of training you need. It is always a good idea to go through bloggers and...
Yeah, that's a very good point, Dipali. And you know what I'm thinking here? My biggest challenge is going to be change of diet, because I've been trying to intentionally feed my body well, and I've been trying to integrate more vegetables and fruits in my diet for the past 9 months. Of course, the company that we're going to hire are providing three-course meal. It's a proper meal, actually, for hiking the mountain. And they know that they need to provide good food for people who are hiking. I'll see how it goes, but I really wish that there are more fruits and vegetables. So I'm anticipating for it to be a biggest challenge, but I don't want to call it the biggest challenge because it's going to take maybe only 7 days. I think after the hike, I'll be fine. I'll go back to my normal diet. Otherwise, as you said, the weather, we are not in control of weather. But yeah, you noted very well there. How about the post-hike plans? My God, I am excited about the post-hiking. Once we are completed the hike, how do you plan to celebrate and reflect the hike, Dipali?
One of my mini plans is to explore more about Tanzania. Not only its mountain, also its beautiful beach in Zanzibar as well. So I'm going to document this. I do have a drone, so I'm going to document the beautiful scenery of Tanzania. So it's one in a lifetime experience. So this is one type, this is how I plan to celebrate. And then together we'll be enjoying with traditional food as well, maybe. The people, the scenery, the beaches, exploring. And we are also planning another mountain, which is Mount Meru as well.
Yeah.
Which is the mountain of the gods.
The mountain of the god is Oldonyolengai.
Oh yeah, this one.
We are also going to hike Oldonyolengai, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that is called the Mountain of God.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but if you want to also hike Meru, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful that we are having this conversation, and I'm looking forward for us to have another episode after the hike so that we can just tell our CFI sweethearts how was our hike, how was it, and then how we felt up there in the highest altitude. You know, at that point, I think the biggest question will be the highest peak in Africa, yeah. The roof of Africa. How does it feel for one to be there? I think that's going to be the biggest question, and I cannot wait to answer that question for you, CFI sweethearts. Yeah. So anyway, Dipali, do you have anything else to add before we close up the episode for today?
I think I'm just looking forward to this trip. It will be one in a lifetime experience, and it's going to be wonderful. We will document it. We will try to make as much videos, pictures that we can, because it's really a great achievement, as you said, reaching the roof of Africa. Mm. Is something to be proud of.
Absolutely.
Especially yeah.
Thank you so much, Dipali, for coming again for the second time. Thank you for agreeing to join us again. And that is the end of episode 32 of the Coming For You podcast, aka CFI official podcast. I am really requesting you guys who have not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel or who have not followed us on our Spotify, go and follow us there. And we also welcome your comments and your suggestions, and also all of you guys who want to join us for our Kilimanjaro trekking experience, to just follow us on our DMs and say, oh, I want to join, and then we will just give you information about preparations and stuff like that. Until next weekend, bye bye for now. Kwaheri.
Because nobody does better like us. We got no money but always we up. We show our swag everywhere we party. Come join us, show your swag. Because nobody